And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. I'm telling you, it's plain right. And covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. Love living here. I mean, this show, we send our signal like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in. This for good measure. Hey, I got to tell you too, folks, pretty stoked that we have our newest advertiser, Southern Immediate Care, on the team. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of medical clinics all across North Alabama. They got locations like in Gadsden, Atala, Anniston. They got five locations in the Birmingham area. Two newest ones are in Chelsea and Hoover. Listen, they're open 7 days a week. I mean, like you wake up on a Saturday morning, the kid's got a fever. What do you do? Southern Immediate Care is available. You just go to their website, find the nearest location to you. I'm going to tell you right now, this is who I use. And it's not because they're advertising. I've been using them for quite a while. Southern Immediate Care, that's who I go to. Every time I go, it's so clean. The staff is so friendly. They get stuff done. And, I mean, there's been multiple times when I was able to call ahead, and they saw me like that. Southern Immediate Care, 7 days a week, extended hours in many locations. They'll see patients of all ages, pediatric to geriatric. I'm just telling you, if you need medical care and you're not sure where to go, walk-ins are welcome. And do me the favor, when you go, because I know some of you are, when you go, Southern Immediate Care, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. And I will tell the doctor who owns that chain that I know personally, yeah, I told you my folks would respond. Southern Immediate Care, that's where I'm going. All right, let me jump in here. I'm changing gears on you. I'm going to the third dipper of the day. And by the way, if you still want to call in and talk about Space Command, I'll take it. But right now, let me talk for a minute about what I'm calling the thumb on the scales. What does that mean? Well, so in olden times, when you went to the bazaar or the market to buy your goods for the day, you might have coinage, but the coinage was not standardized. The coinage may have been, you know, stamped out of something in a, you know, another province or another country, and it might be made of a precious metal, and so you have to decide how much is still there. It's been broken off. We hear about pieces of eight. Pieces of eight were broken pieces of the coin. All right. So that being said, you weigh it out. And so then the question becomes, did you use proper weights? There's scripture about, you know, using proper weights or a just weight. That's because what they're referring to there is you go to the market, you want to know that somebody, when they put it on the scale and it says 10 ounces or 10, you know, grams. Well, that's what it really is. It's not a fake weight. The other thing though is what you don't want to do is have them weigh out your goods. And when they weigh out your goods, they don't weigh it accurately because they accidentally on purpose put a thumb on the scales that changed the layout of what you were buying by weight. Okay. Thumb on the scales. What happens when government gets involved, bureaucrats especially, and they think, here's a good idea. Let's put a new regulation out there that changes the way things are supposed to be, that they got to do this stuff because we said so. Article right here to start off the show or the dipper. This one comes from Fox News, dated June 10th of this year. Headline, Big Government Controls Our Lives with More Rules Than Anyone Knows. So I will tell you, the first thing I did before I even get into this article is I looked up to see how big is the Federal Register now. The Federal Register is where we go to find out all the rules and regulations that supposedly we have to live by. Can you have a campfire in this area? Can you clear your fields of this area? Can you do something with a pond? Can you, I don't know, burn a candle in a hospital? Federal Register. The Federal Register is proud to announce on their very own website, by the way, at federalregister.gov, that the largest single issue of the Federal Register is out, totaling 7,969 pages. 7,969 pages of rules and regulations that put the government's thumb on your scales. Here's the article again. The federal government has threatened to withhold Medicare, Medicaid, and CHIP, that's child insurance funds, from a Catholic hospital in Oklahoma because the staff at a Catholic hospital keeps one small candle burning in its chapel. It's a tiny candle encased in glass, kept far away from medical equipment, but the feds insist it's a safety risk. And so what are they going to do? They'll begin limiting funding if you do not blow out your candle. So what is an administrative rule, the article asks? It's a system of government where nearly every aspect of citizens' lives is regulated by obnoxious laws that nobody voted on, enforced by pedantic bureaucrats who nobody voted for. There you have it. Great definition. And they give examples. Federal water regulators are fighting a 16-year-long battle to prevent certain owners from building a home on a dry plot of land under the theory that there may be navigable waters nearby. Huh. State governments and others have been ticketed and fining and have been ticketing and fining children for lemonade stands because they violate food and beverage licenses. Uh-huh. How about we don't even know how many agencies there are in the United States that make rules. But when you look at it, you got to figure out that this is how they do stuff. This is what we call governing by fiat. This is when Congress is bypassed and they decide that with a pen and a phone, they can make a rule. They can make an administrative regulation. Where's that one article? Oh, here it is. I love this one. Hotair.com. Now, Boomer, when you were your high school, you guys didn't have like archery class, did you?
Archery? No, we did not have archery.
That's a recipe for disaster.
That would have been a recipe for
disaster.
Especially
the knuckleheads in your class.
No, that's what I was like. No, they definitely did not.
Well, there are some schools that apparently do have archery and hunting programs in their high schools. Story here on hotair.com 2 days ago says, even with all the troubling things the Biden administration has been doing over the past 2.5 years, I'll confess I didn't see this one coming, says the writer for Hot Air. According to a recent report from Fox News, the White House has decided to block federal funding for public schools that have hunting and archery programs. The excuse is that a provision in the Democrats' Bipartisan Safer Communities Act precludes federal funding for public schools with archery and hunting programs. So let me get this straight. You're going to go into rural America where they may actually have a hunting safety class, you know, to basically teach you how not to kill each other when you go deer hunting and sit in a stand and know how to, you know, load and unload your weapon and that kind of stuff. Maybe they don't even have the weapons in there, but it's just hunting safety. How to wear orange, you know, how to make sure you know the seasons, you got your license, all those things. But if you have that, you are not getting federal funding. Why? Because some bureaucrat somewhere saw that and went, wait. I think we need to put the thumb on the scale and make sure that we curtail the ability for a country boy to be able to survive.
You're putting a song in there. I see. I got it.
Country boy can survive. Yeah. Okay. But that's what we're doing here. That's what happens when bureaucrats run amok. That's what happens when bureaucrats freaking run amok. They start doing things like, I don't know, what do you want to do today? I don't know. What's on your plate? I got nothing. I don't know. I'm tired of working in the office. I had to work in the office again, even though I'm sure COVID's still out there somewhere. What do you want to do? I don't know. Let's screw up some, let's screw up a hunting and archery class. They have hunter and archery classes? You didn't know? No, I didn't know. Well, we got to stop that. Yeah, even though you didn't even know it existed yesterday, now we're going to block it today. Whoop, whoop. And that's what they do. And so according to federal guidance circulated among hunting education groups and shared with Fox News, the Department of Education has determined that the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act passed last year, school hunting and archery classes are precluded from receiving any federal funding. Well, if they weren't receiving federal funding, then what do you do? Well, then you take away their lunch money. What? Yes, that's what they'll do. They'll begin looking at how they can withhold funds until you bend your will. Is it any wonder that people are trying to go to private schools? Is it any wonder that people are thinking, you know what, maybe it's time to homeschool for that matter? This is what I'm calling thumb on the scales. Oh, hey, Chappie from Madison just texted in. I just saw that. All Madison City elementary schools have archery programs. Do they really?
I mean, that's awesome.
Why the camera was not on your face just then, I don't know. Because that was a look that
That was great.
We could have made a poster out of that one.
I did not know this.
I know. I mean, I had archery. I took archery as like an elective in college for fun. You know, I had to have a certain number of like PE style credits. archery. That's cool.
I just didn't even think to look for that. I mean, at camps, during summer camps, I went to archery and stuff, but I never at school.
Yeah.
Man, how did I not? I don't even know.
Maybe they saw you coming and turned off the program.
That's what it was.
All right, let's take a break right now. Boom. We'll take that last break of the day. We'll come right back. I got a few more of these. Like, what are we doing about, you know, things like investment bans? And what are we doing about, oh, our friends at Moms for Liberty? And then, for that matter, how about the odd timing of certain letters being sent to witnesses that are supposed to testify in Congress? I'm just telling you, man. Regulatory agencies, they're out of control. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, putting the thumb on the scales. That's what I say. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Was that some George Thorogood you just threw in there? I do not recall that. Was that always been in the hopper?
It's been there. It's just been on more of the outros than the intros.
Dude, that was all right.
Yeah, it was a good one.
I kind of got fired up. Let's do another hour. You want to?
Yeah, let's go.
So, hey, solid conservative, just plain right. Let's do the show. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions. There's another bad to the bone right there, ZLA Solutions. They do great work. I was talking to them this morning. I say that a lot because apparently I talk to them a lot, but they're friends of mine. I know the folks that run this company, and I think the world of them, and I think they do a great job. ZLA Solutions does things to help your business just be better. I mean, they come in and they'll help you assess things like how to improve your quality control and your sorting and containment and your logistics, your warehousing, and they can help you. Most of all, their biggest bread and butter issue is staffing. You need people. If you need people, and a lot of folks do, if you need people, understand this. They've got big-name clients all over North Alabama they're working for right now, North Alabama and beyond, really. ZLA Solutions, they can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing for you. They can find just those, you know, couple of people you need with hard-to-find niche kind of skills, or they can find you an entire shift of people. It can be in a factory. It could be for a service provider. It can be in a hospital. They do all those kind of clients. And yes, ZLA Solutions, they like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we make it better. So check them out. Their website is ZLAUSA.com. That's their website, www.ZLAUSA.com. And if you talk to them, tell them you heard about it right here on Right Side Radio. All right, let me jump back in here. We got text messages that I might take up here in just a minute. Boomer tells me that John from Huntsville's mad at me. I guess I'll have to deal with that here in a minute. Wow. Story here on the Daily Signal talking about thumb on the scales. Well, we may have a little payback coming our way because thumb on the scales, what I've been talking about are the massive numbers of federal regulations and sometimes state that get put into the private sector because someone in government needs to justify their position. Someone, somewhere in government, you know, came home from their remote work in the COVID world and decided to put a new thing on paper, and now we have 7,900 some odd pages in the Federal Register. Well, this fall, according to the Daily Signal, the Supreme Court may very well take up a couple of cases or hear several cases and decide on things that it says could rein in the federal administrative state. Says the court, Supreme Court, has agreed to decide cases that challenge the practice of federal courts showing judicial deference to agency interpretations of laws they are in charge with enforcing, as well as the constitutionality of an agency funding scheme that's free from congressional appropriations processes. Okay, what did I just say? There are some agencies, like, for instance, the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, that have their own courts. They have their own administrative requirements. In essence, you don't have the right to a jury trial because you didn't go through the process. How about the EEOC? The EEOC is oftentimes a joke. Those people are, sometimes I see where the EEOC can help. Other times they're just making crap up to punish the employer for daring to have someone who didn't want to work and needed some money. And that sounded brutal, but there I am. But here's the deal. These administrative processes they require you to go through, oftentimes you're not being made aware that you still have a right to your own day in court if you so choose. No, you got to go through our system. You have to process through our administrative procedures. That's an administrative layer that the Constitution really doesn't say you have to deal with. The Seventh Amendment to the Constitution points out that in suits at common law, the right of a trial by jury shall be preserved. We are somewhat unique in all the world in that we formed the jury trial as the basis by which your peers, in collaboration with a judge of the law, can sit and preside together over your guilt or innocence, civil or criminal. And yet we have layer upon layer of administrative bureaucrats who put in place federal regulations that decide that, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to set up a tribunal over here, and we're going to have a three-member panel that will review that. And you have to go through our processes. Otherwise, you won't be given the right to sue, or you won't be given a letter of determination that you have to have first. Or you have to participate in what the EEOC calls its conciliation process. You have to do these things. Why? Where's that in the Constitution? Well, it's in the Federal Register. That's not the Constitution. And yet, what we're hearing now is there's a case called SEC versus Jarksy, which is being heard before the Supreme Court of the United States, which may determine that this thumb on the scales, this intervention in your rights and your wrongs, it may get dealt with by the Supreme Court, pointing out that, you know what? You really don't have that authority. You just made that up. You just put your thumb on the scales to sort of do things your own way because you like making regulations. But we're going to go back to the right of a person to have a day in court. And the article points out that could be a game changer for dealing with administrative minutiae from bureaucrats in D.C. All right, there's a full day. Let me take a minute or two before we run out of time. It's go home time. Some of you are on the road. Be careful out there while you're driving. Carol from Huntsville just texted in. Is she new? Carol's new. Carol's new in our text line. We appreciate you, Carol. So I listened to an hour and a half of your show today, and my blood pressure is normally around 108 over 64, and you are killing me. Show me the money reminded me that no one in government knows anything about a budget. So I live within my means. I drive an 8-year-old car. We go on vacations we can afford. Our government and some of our people wouldn't know how to live within my tax dollars without my tax dollars paying for their stupid stuff. Says the Revolutionary War was fought based on what I'm feeling right now. Taxation without representation. Give me my money back. Congress, within your means. Quit spending imaginary money. Okay, I like Carol. Carol, you're welcome to text in whenever you feel like it. John from Brownsboro. Used to be global cooling, then we started cleaning our air, and now it's global warming. With no smog and debris to reflect and refract the sun's radiation, it's become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So go buy that classic Mustang and do your part to save the planet. Ice ages are born from volcanoes erupting and deflecting the sun's influence. Just a thought. We have some amazing textures. You know what? That's Brian from Huntsville texted in with regards to the idea of them doing away with hunting and archery. Is the JRTC in high schools using Nerf guns now for training? Good point. And then John from Huntsville texted in. He says, congratulations to Boomer, who easily wins with an A double plus today. Because even though he played very few sound effects, he did play some good bump music and he didn't make any big mistakes. Phil, on the other hand, he says, made one really huge mistake by reading my one dumb soccer text twice and making it sound like I have a women's soccer obsession when I actually sent him a text on Space Command that makes Joe Biden sound like an idiot. So, Phil, you get a C plus. What? Well, Brian, listen, John. If you're
the thought
sit
goes
around,
behind it.
If you're going to sit around and watch women's soccer, you're going to get what you get, dude. There you go. All right, y'all. Amazing day. You guys have an amazing night. We'll see you back here at an amazing 2 o'clock tomorrow. Have a good one.